It's here and now. Another concert goer has apparently died from using the popular club drug known as Molly, this time in Washington, D.C. And concerns about Molly have prompted cancellations of two upcoming concerts in New England. Police in Boston think a bad batch of Molly is going around. Molly is a form of MDMA thought to be more pure than the party drug ecstasy, which is often cut with other things. Earlier this week, we spoke with an addiction specialist, Dr. Marla Kushner, about her concerns about Molly. She said it can dangerously speed up metabolism, leading to organ failure in some cases or heart attack. It can leave users feeling depressed after they come down from their euphoric highs. And she spoke of the long-term effects on the brain. We received a lot of response to that conversation at hereandnow.org from people who have used Molly and thought the warnings were overblown. Well, joining us now in the studio is one user who doesn't want to be identified because of fears he will lose his job. He's active in the electronic music dance party scene where Molly is popular. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So you've told us you want to debunk all of the misinformation you say you're hearing about Molly, such as?
Well, I don't know if I want to debunk all the misinformation. I want to say that I heard the interview the other day, and although everything that was said was accurate, I thought that it was missing a little bit of context. For example, although it's true that Molly, you know, it can cause dehydration or hyperthermia, the rate at which it is fatal is extremely low. Depending on what studies you read, the jury is still out to some extent.
Well, what about these deaths, though, that have happened in a very short space of time this summer?
Right. So I think that within the culture, those are largely dismissed. And I think it's a shame that they are because it does point to a real danger. One number that gets thrown around a lot is something like 2 in 100,000 Molly users have a fatal experience. The fact that or the perception that Molly you can take as much as you want and still be safe makes people take far more than they need to. And it also means that they're not being careful about testing things to make sure that that's what they actually have.
Well, take us through your personal experience. How often do you do it?
I don't do it particularly often. I do it maybe once or maybe twice a month if I'm really out in the scene a lot. But I don't think that there are a lot of people who are doing it every day. Maybe there are some. But I think for the most part, it's considered a party type of thing, not an everyday sort of experience.
And when you take Molly, how easy is it to get?
It depends greatly on your community. It's difficult to locate someone who has it. However, if you're at a party, there's certainly someone who has it. There are ways of getting it other than that on the internet or something like that, but those are not easily accessible, and I don't think it's done widely.
How old were you when you first tried Molly?
Oh, I think I was probably like 22, perhaps. So I was actually on the older side of it. I think there's sort of a dual generation of Molly takers right now. There's some who started with ecstasy back when that was the drug and sort of moved into Molly as ecstasy became less widely available. And now there's a new explosion of drug users with the new electronic music popularity.
So tell us why you do it. What is it that it does that you can't achieve through, I would say, a natural high or just a normal state of being?
The interesting thing about Molly is that although you feel euphoric, it does not interfere with your objectivity very much. For example, I can recall being at a Dead Mouse concert, and I'm not a particularly big fan of Dead Mouse. I took some Molly, and although I was dancing, I also felt like the music was not particularly good. So it creates an atmosphere where you feel good about everything around you, but you're also capable of having real conversations with the people nearby.
Now, we heard the other day from Dr. Kushner about the effects that she was talking about, short-term and long-term, including, as you said, hyperthermia and dehydration, but also longer-term effects on the brain and depression afterwards. Have you suffered any of those?
No, not to my knowledge. So the effects that she was talking about, the short-term, the so-called ecstasy hangover, the idea is that 2 days after you take it, you might experience depression or something of that nature, but that passes fairly quickly. You do have some effects going longer into the week, but they're not strong. As for long-term effects, the research that I've read, as I think the doctor said, is the research is still sort of it's inconclusive on that.
Do you use these testing kits that are put out there to, I guess, test the purity of the Molly that you have?
I do. They're easily available. You can get them on the internet for not a huge fee. However, I don't think that they're widely popular simply because I don't think a lot of people know that they're available and don't understand that they're really a necessity. For example, I think 2 out of 3 times that I've tested Molly, it has turned out to be something other than what I thought it was.
Did you take it anyway?
In one case, yes, and in one case, no.
How long do you think you're going to keep using Molly?
It's hard for me to say. I think, you know, at the moment, I also DJ sometimes, and I think, and it's part of the culture, and so it's hard for me to imagine a date at which I would just say never again. However, I suspect that as I get older and my life changes, I'll probably use it less and less. But it's not, I don't think of it as being something that's going to bar me from having a normal life.
Our guest is a Molly user who wishes to remain anonymous out of fear of losing his job. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, for a quick response now, let's bring back Dr. Marla Kushner in Chicago. Doctor, what do you make of what you just heard?
You know, I really appreciate his candor and honesty about the awareness of what's going on with Molly. My concern is especially for the younger new users of Molly who go to a concert and may just decide to use it there, haven't prepared, don't know what to expect, and then may encounter some of these consequences that we've been seeing in the news lately. The first time they're using it, they're not expecting to feel the way they do. They're not staying hydrated the way they should. They're in the crowds. They're dancing. They're having a good time. And then the hyperthermia could take over. Also, whether or not they are on other medications or have a predisposition, that could lead to something bad happening. So that's where I'm very concerned.
Well, and we should, of course, remind people that this drug is illegal and obviously can be dangerous, as has been the case here. What would your message be in just the 30 seconds we have left to people who have just heard this conversation?
Just again, to remind them that it is illegal, that there is no regulation of the medication. Even if you're doing a test kit, it's not guaranteeing what you're absolutely getting, and that it could be dangerous and could have a fatal outcome.
Dr. Marla Kushner, Medical Director of the New Hope Recovery Center in Chicago, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts on this and keep the conversation going at hereandnow.org or facebook.com/hereandnowradio. We're also on Twitter at hereandnow.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.